Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. This week brings to an end the first full year of World Ocean Radio, these succinct weekly observations on the state of the world ocean. As I look back over the themes and topics discussed, the situation seems dire, a litany of crises, indifference, and frustration over the lack of public awareness of the complex and rapid compromise of the ocean as a natural, social, and political system worldwide. Given the deteriorating conditions, the suppression of responsible science, and the stalled policy implementation of the past 8 years, it has been difficult to identify and promote alternative approaches or progressive ideas with credibility and enthusiasm. Until now, with the announcement that President-elect Barack Obama has appointed Dr. Jane Lubchenco, an environmental scientist and marine ecologist actively engaged in teaching, research, synthesis, and communication of scientific knowledge about the ocean, to direct the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the largest and most important ocean research organization in the world. It is an astonishingly good appointment, an exact match of experience and qualification with the agency's needs and a progressive international ocean agenda. Dr. Lubchenco's qualifications are impeccable. She graduated from Colorado College, received her PhD from Harvard University in marine ecology, taught at Harvard for 2 years, and has been on the faculty at Oregon State University since 1978. Her full expertise includes interactions between humans and the environment, biodiversity, climate change, sustainability science, ecosystem services, marine reserves, and coastal marine ecosystems. She's past president of the International Council for Science and a former president of the American Association for the Advancement of Science and the Ecological Society of America. She was a presidential appointee to 2 terms on the National Science Board that advises the President and Congress and oversees the National Science Foundation. She co-chaired Oregon Governor's Advisory Group on Global Warming that recommended actions the state should take to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions. She participated actively in the Millennium Ecosystem Assessment, a 5-year international scientific assessment of the consequences of environmental changes to human well-being. She founded the Aldo Leopold Leadership Program that teaches outstanding academic environmental sciences to be effective leaders and communicators of scientific information to the public, policymakers, the media, and the private sector. She's a founding principal of COMPASS, the Communication Partnership for Science and the Sea, a collaboration among academic scientists, communication, and media specialists that communicates academic marine conservation science to policymakers, the media, managers, and the public. Her scientific contributions in ecology are widely recognized. She's elected member of the National Academy of Sciences, the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, the American Philosophical Society, the Royal Society, and the Academy of Sciences for the Developing World. She served on the Pew Oceans Commission, and now the Joint Oceans Commission Initiative, a merger of the Pew Oceans Commission and the U.S. Commission on Ocean Policy. She is a director or trustee of the Monterey Bay Aquarium, SeaWeb, Environmental Defense, and the World Resources Institute. She has received numerous awards, including a MacArthur Fellowship, a Pew Fellowship, 8 honorary degrees, the 2002 Heinz Award in the Environment, the 2003 Nirenberg Prize for Science in the Public Interest, the 2004 Environmental Law Institute Award, and the 2005 American Association for the Advancement of Sciences Award for Public Understanding of Science and Technology. If confirmed by the Senate, Dr. Lubchenco will be the first woman to direct NOAA. Can this be the achievement of just one person? It is, and it is further amplified by her proven ability to engage instructively and effectively in complex scientific discussions with intelligence, sensitivity, and humor. Her appointment foretells a sea change in American ocean affairs, the passage of a new national ocean policy, U.S. ratification of the UN Law of the Sea Treaty, a new research plan in support of ocean sustainability, and invigorated public outreach. We will discuss these events and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.